Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community, including News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring today's program. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFEA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. It's the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and opening day. And Patrick Ahern here to talk about Oklahoma. We have some of the cast members here. We've got the co-director here. And exciting stuff, Patrick.
We'll see how special you are. We've come to see you on an opening day, Ted.
I never when I saw that you were scheduled to come in, I had assumed it would be just you and me, and we'd get them in later.
So did I, but these wonderful people said, "No, we'll come in with you." So yeah, it's kind of fun because we're opening now on Wednesdays with the Wednesday matinees because we take a longer tech period, but. It's kind of fun to be here on an open day. Everybody gets their juices flowing for the big matinee, and we start at 1:30 the performance today. So, you got us.
Before I get to you, let me talk to Penny just for a second to start off. Penny Ann Moss is the co-director and the choreographer for this. What's opening day for you like?
It's actually the end of a long process, and so I actually feel relief, like, okay, there it is, it's done, because pretty much after today our job is done. You know, Patrick stays around, so he can give notes and continue to kind of keep it crisp, but usually a director or choreographer's job is done once the show opens, and off you go to your next project, and you have to kind of let it go. So it's a little sad sometimes, right? Like, because you feel integral to it, like you're giving notes on a daily basis and you're working, crafting it, and then all of a sudden you have to just kind of let it go. Like, okay, bye. Good luck to you. I hope you do everything that I said.
How long have you been working on this?
About 4 weeks now.
Okay. Yeah. And even then beforehand, too. I mean, it would never...
Oh, yeah. Prepping. Yes, of course. Yeah. Especially in this show, there's a big dream ballet. And so that just takes a lot of research and prep time and thought process behind it. I feel like I've put in a good amount of time on it. I'm ready. It's ready. The show's good. It's ready. I'm ready to let it go.
So, you've been in here before, and you're not from this area.
I'm not. I live in Texas now, Fort Worth, Texas. I teach at TCU, teaching theater, musical theater and dance and things like that. And so, yeah, I just come up. Patrick's very good to me, and he brings me in for shows, and we're great collaborators. And so this is my fifth or sixth show here at Riverside now with him and I working together.
I'm very good to her because she's probably one of the most talented people I know and such a good person. We work so well together. I mean, I always look forward to collaborating with Penny on a project. So it's nice to have her here.
So do you see shows that you think, oh, Penny would do well with
yes.
this?
Or does she? Matter of fact, when Oklahoma came about, because I've just come off a string of three shows in a row being involved as a director or co-director, and that's a lot for me with everything else that goes on at the theater. When we had talked about doing Oklahoma, she said, well, I'll do it if you do it with me. And I thought, okay, I mean, I'll try. So, but it's always fun to collaborate with her and talk about ideas and cast and put the show together. So yeah, she will be back for many, many more. Yes,
it's always interesting how you find people, and in this case,
it sure is.
And in this case, one of the stars of the show comes from, I guess, was one of your students, Penny.
Yeah, correct. Jackie Ray, who's with us today, she just graduated from TCU, and yeah, it's a hard role to cast. You have to have someone who, in our particular vision, we were looking for a Lori who not only could sing it and act it, but also dance her own dream ballet, right? And actors tend to usually fall into other categories. Either you're like a dancer who sings a little, or you're an actor, right? So there's, but finding someone who can actually do all three really well is tricky. And we did hold local auditions, and we, you know, not, there's a lot of talent locally, but this, in this particular case, Jackie gave the best audition. And so it was good for us to get to have her up here. And it's good for me, too, of course, to bring my students up and just start creating a network for this theater of people who are, you know, graduated or recently graduated. There's actually three other recently graduated TCU students that are in the show as well. So I'm just bringing them in, just bringing them with me, you know. But that's, it's a good launching point for their careers as well. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
So Jackie Ray, welcome to Fredericksburg.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
So how did this all come about? Did Penny say to you after class one day, hey, by the way.
You were 100% correct. Yeah. Riverside had been on my radar because Kylie Arnold, who's playing Ada Wanny in our production, she was a year older than me in school. And she played Sister Mary Robert in Sister Act, the musical, here last fall. So I knew of the theater because I'm very close to her. But I wasn't aware of the Fredericksburg or that they were doing Oklahoma. So, yes, one day after class, I get a email from Penny, sweet Penny, informing me about the show and telling me that she thinks she can see me playing the role and just audition, just to see. And I did a lot of other auditions and I had some other offers and stuff, but this seemed like the right time and the right move. And I so graciously am here and couldn't thank Patrick and Penny enough for this wonderful opportunity. And I'm loving Virginia so far. It's great. It's nice to be away from the Texas heat. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. See, we think this weekend it's supposed to be real hot, and we'll consider it hot. But you Texans will probably think, eh.
I mean, it's a different type of temperature. It's a little humid here, but it's like scorching, just dry heat in Texas that I don't miss.
Have you ever done Oklahoma before?
I have not. I've never done Oklahoma. I've never tackled the beast that is Rodgers and Hammerstein's first huge hit. So I'm really excited to have my first go as Laurie. She's definitely a dream role. No pun intended. She's definitely a dream role for me, and I'm very excited to play her for 9 weeks.
So Jackie's tied in with Penny, and Penny's tied in with Patrick. Matt, how'd you get here?
The Riverside Center Theater is a big presence down in Richmond where I'm from, and I saw an audition posting, and Curly has always been a dream role, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
He gave it a shot and obviously caught your eye, Patrick.
Strong leading men who can sing and act. It's not easy. And we looked. I mean, we had some auditions in New York, and I wanted somebody who was a natural. You know, it's the Golden Age musicals had that stock, stiff, you know, baritone who got up there and sang and typically wasn't known to be an outstanding actor. And Penny and I discussed this production being real. We don't want to do a cartoony production of Oklahoma. We want to do something that is realistic, is truthful. And I didn't have a Curly, and we were getting close to things happening. And I went back through my files. I said, gosh, I got to go, you know, back and see some of the people that submitted. And I came across Matt's headshot and resume because he had sent an email with the submission. And for some reason, I never looked at his video submission. And of course, he sang, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. And I was like, holy crap, how did I miss this? You know, so I called him immediately, and we arranged for a time for him to come to Riverside. And Penny was not there. It was just myself that saw him that day. And I knew instantly that he was it. Matter of fact, he came in that day and I pretty much said, I'm not going to, you know, take any... Because sometimes as a director, you want to speak to your co-director. You want to, you know, well, let's see some other options. But I thought, no, this is it. We're going to do it. So pleasantly surprised. And he's been a pleasure to work with. Yeah.
This must be your first time at Riverside doing something.
It is, yes. I've seen shows in the past, but this is my first time acting for Riverside.
But I guess for you, will you commute every day, live in Richmond and come up here?
Yeah, Riverside's been gracious in providing housing during the rehearsal process because we've had longer rehearsal days. But yeah. During the run, I will be mostly commuting because I will be also working in Richmond during the days at times. But yeah, it's not too bad.
Patrick's screen here, and usually when you get a hold of somebody you like, we see them.
Yeah, we do see them. Matter of fact, I've already said to him, all right, these are the things I got coming up. And you know, I respect Matt because I think it's important. He said, you know, I have to fit it in my schedule because he's got a lot of other great things that he does. And I have a lot of respect for actors who, you know, are choosy. You want to pick the right thing and do something that speaks to you. So, but yes, he's completely on my radar. And if he's willing, he will definitely be back.
Yes, please.
It is Oklahoma. The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical begins today, goes through September 18th. We are talking about it. It's at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, riversidedt.com, riversidedt.com to get your tickets or call 370-4300. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Oklahoma that's opening at the Riverside Center. It will be at Riverside through September 18th. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director with the Riverside here, along with some of the cast. Oklahoma, Patrick, is one of those. It seems like you see a lot of schools doing it, or
yeah,
you see it done. It's something that's out there.
I think it's one of those shows. I mean, a lot of the R&H shows, they are perceived as old war horses and kind of museum, you know, kind of pieces. But it's also their shows can be refreshed. They can be taken differently, and different creative teams can give them a different look. And it's amazing because I've never done the show. I've never performed in it. I've never directed it. And once you delve into it and you take it for what it is, it's amazing that you can see it in a different light. And there's so many simple things, the spoken word that was written for the show, the messages that, you know, were so true back then are still true today. And that's why Penny and I, when we talked about doing the show, make it truthful, make it something that the audience can relate to. And you know, of course, it's got its funny moments, but it's got its really pure and sensitive moments too. And so it's been fun to work on it because it's not one of those shows that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't my dream show to work on, but it's been a lot of fun. And we've been really blessed with a good cast of actors. We've got really good actors to do this production of Oklahoma with. A lot of times when they do a show like Oklahoma, your voices must be predominant, your dancers must be predominant, and sometimes the acting slips by. And I know at Riverside, when the audiences really compliment and say, wow, what a show, 9 chances out of 10, it's because we've moved them. Or there's something about the relationships, the chemistry that's been established on stage. When that reaches out to your audience, then you know you've done your job.
Penny, if you done Oklahoma before?
Yes, I did a production in Atlantic City. Once upon a time, I was the dream Lori and the understudy to her. There was a time when was that? I guess it would have been, oh my goodness, back in the 90s, early 90s, when they used to, there were two or three casinos in Atlantic City that would bring Broadway shows down, and they would do a decent run, three or four months at a casino, and they would do like shortened versions. I mean, Vegas still does it, right? There's several shows that are still playing out in Vegas. So, but Atlantic City was kind of taking that cue and was doing that same thing. So yeah, I lived at the Tropicana Hotel. Had my own hotel room and did Oklahoma for 4 months down there. So that, but as a performer, and it was great. But I've never directed or choreographed it, and I was always wanting to. So this has kind of been a great opportunity for me, because the Dream Ballet is, you know, famous, and so it's been really fun to get a chance to work on that.
I guess to do this now in this setting, you can kind of put your own stamp on it and interpretation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's certain things that are given. What was revolutionary about it at the time was that the story, the end of the act, is just the ballet, and it's, the story is furthered by the dance. And before that, in musical theater history, that didn't happen. Dances just happened, they were entertaining, and then the story went on. And in this scenario, a lot of Laurie's decision about what she's going to do, or where she, you know, where, what she's feeling is made up by the dance. So some of that is dictated by the script. Like, you've got to have certain elements in it so that the audience follows it. But yeah, I got to play with it a little bit and put my own mark on it, which was
fun. Is this the Oklahoma that people will remember, or is there a little modification here
and
there?
No, I think this is the Oklahoma they will remember. We've Rodgers and Hammerstein organization, foundation, is pretty strict about you sticking to what was originally written. But as Patrick said, I think our spin on it is just to not make it cartoony or charactery, but just to make it real and make these characters people you can identify with and believe in. And there's some great messages within the show, just about, and especially in these sort of trying times that we're all kind of living through right now, there's still a message about being strong and being hardy, and that you can survive a lot of things if you are strong. So I think audiences are actually going to really relate to that, even though it's, you know, written in the 40s. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because Patrick, we've talked about that with some of the other shows, and you've had certain shows, interestingly, at times when there have been turmoil, either around here or in the world, in the country, and that have kind of spoken to that. And we've talked about that with various shows.
I always say that, and I say this to the actors that we work with, I feel so lucky to be involved in a business where we're given the privilege to be put in front of an audience. And especially today, like back in the days when Oklahoma was done, where there is so much turmoil and so much bad in the world, and I guess it happens all the time, but we are allowed to take people away from that for 2 or 3 hours and entertain them, move them, make them smile, make them cry. I mean, you know, sometimes a good cry for people is a great release. It is for me, and I think that's a major responsibility. So at least what I try to do, you know, we've moved from being the Riverside Center Dinner Theater to the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. I take what we do on that stage seriously. I mean, I think it's important to not just throw something up there, but take the responsibility that you are given the opportunity to make a difference and make a difference in front of an audience. So when we do some of the shows we do look at the message. We do look at how do we move this audience? How do we make them feel something when they walk out this door, just more than, oh, the dancing was good, the singing was good. Boy, they got something through to us. So that's, we'll always do that.
Matt, in your case, I guess, to be up on stage, and whether it's in Oklahoma or any of the things, other things that you've done, can you feel that at times when you? Because sometimes I'm at the Riverside, and there are just moments where you're just feeling like, "Wow, everybody's just focused in." Can you guys feel that when you're on stage?
Sure, I think so. Yeah, and especially with this show in particular, I had never seen Oklahoma. I knew the songs, of course, but the book, the script is so powerful. And the relationships are so real, and the dynamics between some of the characters are so exciting and fresh, even though it's, what, 70 years old, older than that. So, you know, when you're on stage, you're trying to just stay with your scene partner, of course, and not really thinking about that kind of stuff. But certainly as I'm reading the script and preparing for rehearsals, I'm aware that, wow, this is really some powerful stuff.
But and with the two of you, there are times where this, the dynamics and just what goes on, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. I would say it's intense and so true to human nature. I mean, it's two people who know that they're supposed to be together and just can't quite piece it together so quickly. And other elements are coming into play with their relationship. And I think that is mirroring life. Here we are. our two characters go through a huge arc. I won't give it away, of course, but a huge arc that it goes back to what you were saying. It's mirroring life, and I hope that the audience looks at it as something like, not maybe something that they've experienced before, but it's a true human emotion of two characters trying to figure out if they should be together, if they should not be together.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
and then all the other things behavior. That are going on
and
in the story.
And all the other things, yes.
I mean, it gets very complicated.
It does.
At times. Yeah. But is it a fun show to be part of?
It's a blast. It's a blast. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a long show, but it doesn't feel long while I'm doing it. I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing, the things that we do for 3 hours. But at the same time, it's so fulfilling. The show is truly a gem. I mean, of course it is. It's a classic.
Some of the best songs in the entire musical theater canon, you know, like so many songs. I was with a friend of mine the other day, and he just randomly started singing the title track, Oklahoma. And I was like, hey, that's my song. He was like, wait, that's from your show? And I was like, yes. So it's like ingrained in people's minds, and they don't even realize that it's from this musical.
I want to talk to you about that in a second when we come back, Patrick, because this is Oklahoma kind of following My Fair Lady. We've had a number of these and kind of well-known big shows, and it's fun. And I want to talk about that and just the fact with a live orchestra and what people can experience at the Riverside. We'll do that when we come back. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director here, along with Matt Paulson, Jackie Ray, Penny, and Maz. And we are talking Oklahoma this morning through September 18th at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. RiversideDT.com for details, 370-4300. Town Talk powered in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Oklahoma. It is at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. This is opening day. We are actually talking to everyone on opening day. And Penny, who's the co-director and the choreographer, you seem calm for an opening day. So it means you've got confidence in your people.
I totally do. Yes, it's true. Sometimes I'm more nervous than I am right now. We've had a nice, easy rehearsal period. You know, it's if you bring in the right people, if you bring in actors who are professionals and who really do their own homework and prepare, then it actually is very easy. Then it's just like sculpting clay, right? Then you just go, yeah, a little less here, a little more here, and it's so fun and easy. We're really ready. There are times, I will admit, when in other theaters and occasionally here, where I feel like, oh, I wish we had a day or two more just to fix things or make them better. But they're really ready. They're ready for an audience. We're ready to go. It's in great shape. So yeah, I feel good.
Matt Paulson is Curly. Jackie Ray is Laurie. You guys ready?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we were definitely just talking about how we were like, oh my gosh, we have an audience. Yes, we can see how things are playing and how things are not playing, because audiences are such good reads of like what are we actually doing? Like how is this joke landing, or how is this scene landing? So we're definitely ready for that, and I think we're ready to get in the groove.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Since it's such a long run, it's going to be nice to find the rhythm of the play and to find what we can replicate every night. And I think we're almost there.
Indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The audience is such a big part of any thing that takes place in a theater. And, you know, there's certainly the rehearsal process that involves the directors sculpting the clay, like Penny said. But then I think there's also a period where, like Jackie just said, we learn from the audience kind of what works and sort of, you know, how to time things and how to pace yourself and how to use your energy and what's funny. You know, I don't know what's funny anymore.
Right.
Because they started laughing, you know, like 3 weeks ago. But, you know, after 3 weeks of the same thing, it's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I guess the first few runs of this after today and then when over the weekend, you kind of get a sense of
Absolutely.
What people are going to respond to.
Yeah.
And I guess every audience is different, too.
It is. And that's what makes theater so fun. It's a new day every time you get on stage.
No, because there was over the winter, I remember coming to a show and Patrick telling me this part and this part, the audience they've just gone crazy. And the night I was there, everyone just sat.
Mm-hmm.
They were silent. It was Buddy Holly, I think. That was it. You had said,
yeah.
they love this song,
yeah.
And the place is going to just explode. And not the night
Nothing.
I was there.
You know, it's interesting about audiences today, because we're so technology-oriented and people watching television at home, that I think they've changed a bit, because some theater audiences think that they're home in their living room watching. And so, you know, a lot of times the cast will say, well, they didn't react and they didn't do what they did last night. And then when I greet people when they're coming out of the door at performances, an audience that seems to be dead or silent comes out and says, oh my God, that was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. So you can't always base your performance.
Yeah.
What I mean, you would like to, but sometimes you got to trust what you do. And, you know, and feel good about that, because you can't always put it on the audience to feed you what you think you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt, what's your favorite part of Oklahoma?
Oh, gosh, that's such a tough question.
You can say all of it and then we just move on.
I think my favorite part is the stretch from my first real sort of one-on-one scene with Laurie through Judd, Poor Judd Is Dead. One, because the first song People Will Say We're in Love is so iconic and so beautiful, just one of the most beautiful love songs ever written, and Jackie's so much fun to play with on stage. And then you move into this starkly contrasting scene with Judd that is very dark but also funny at the same time. And it's a real challenge, I think, as an actor, to kind of go from this like deeply romantic scene to this dark, mind-bending scene with Judd, and to keep them both honest and to really like stay in the moment, as we actors say, is a challenge, but it's so much fun.
How about you?
Oh gosh, I knew you were going to have to come to me. I would say there's two moments in the show that just make my heart happy. One is the Dream Ballet. I do most of the dancing and the work in that. But it's actually the moment that I get to sit and watch what's happening, because my character is being actually thrown around everywhere. And so I get taken and thrown middle of the stage, and I have to watch what's going on for a couple of moments.
Yeah.
And I was a dancer before I found the theater. So dance always has my home and will always have a special place in my heart. And so getting to sit and watch our amazing ensemble girls do a part, and I won't give it away, but a part in the Dream Ballet, where they're very sensual and beautiful, kick lines and things. They're so beautiful to watch. So the Dream Ballet is definitely just going to be a crowd favorite, and it's one of my favorites. And I think in Act Two, when Laurie finally lets her guard down around Curly over here, It's really fun, and I think it's one of the most honest moments in the play. So those are my favorites.
Now, just the emotions between you two and then some of the other characters you met, it's Oklahoma is a little bit different than that. Just that there's so much really raw emotion at times.
There really is, and there's certainly for both of our characters, I think, quite an arc, which is not always a given, even with leads and shows. You know, like some shows don't have that depth, but this really does, and the directors have done a great job of honing that part of the story and letting us sort of really experience the emotions in a way that I think will resonate with the audiences.
I guess each show that you do, the both of you, because you're both fairly young in theater, but you pick up, and I would think just to work with people like Penny and Patrick, you just pick up things every time, every day almost, that just help you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time I do a show, I have something that I learned about myself as an actor and as a human being, because this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. It's always nice to kind of reflect and go, okay, what did I learn now? And for sure, this show is a huge teaching lesson for me. And this will be the longest run that I've ever done, so I think this is a good test for me, for my stamina and everything, about just graduating and trying to figure out what I can handle as a performer. But absolutely, every piece of theater or everything I do in the theater, I learn something.
I never thought of that, because you hear that with athletes all the time when they go from college to the pros, of how, especially the first year, you're not used to the grind. And you'll get to see that.
Yeah. So, the longest run I've personally done is 4 weeks. So 9 weeks will definitely be a good test. So I'm very excited to see what happens. I think it'll be fine.
Matt, you being from the Richmond area, having not done anything around here, but have you done things in some theaters around Richmond or around Virginia or this area that people might remember?
Sure. I mean, I spent many years working for formerly Theater 4, now Virginia Rep. Did The Sound of Music there, played Rolf, and I did their last production of Beauty and the Beast, played Gaston, and I toured with them for a long time. So this might be the longest run that I've ever done in terms of time, like 9 weeks. But when I was on tour, I think we did like over 100 performances of one of our kids' shows, which that is very trying for sure. and I've worked for, a lot of the other theaters in town. I did Hair at Firehouse Theater recently and Swift Creek Mill and different places like that.
Oklahoma going on at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts through September 18th. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director. My Fair Lady, you just had that recently. We get Oklahoma. I personally like some of these iconic big productions.
I mean, you have to listen to your audience. When I'm choosing the seasons and choosing the shows and this area, they enjoy the classics. And so what's nice about it is when you choose it, and what we've talked about all morning is you choose it because you think you can do something different. And when I say different, like with this production, make it real, speak to today's sensibilities. Yeah. But you one or two of the classics in your season is a good thing. And the other thing that I'm excited about at Riverside, we're about to come up on our second non-musical. I mean, we're almost 20 years old, and Steel Magnolias was the first time we've ever done a play.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited that our audiences are responding to wanting to see plays. Our sales for Driving Miss Daisy that comes up in end of September are really big already. And so I want us to continue to evolve. I want us to be always recognized for doing good theater. There's this preconceived notion with dinner theater that sometimes it's not professional, or it's not the creme de la creme. And I'm so happy that Riverside Center for the Performing Arts is recognized for great theater. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you get to eat too.
Yeah.
And I will always, as long as I am here, will strive for excellence in what we do on that stage. And it makes it exciting. It makes me want to continue to work hard, because we can always present something that is challenging. And I'm so glad that the audiences are responding to it.
Don't wait to get tickets and consider getting season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets are a great deal. I mean, you know, for the six shows, I can't think of what the exact price is, but yeah. And then, and don't wait to the last minute to get tickets, because so many people do that. The fallacy is the, oh boy, it's 9 weeks, so we got a lot of time, and then all of a sudden it's at the end, and you can't get the seats that you want. I mean, we're a 400-seat theater, but you know, you want to get the best place to sit to see what you get to see. Get your tickets early. Yep.
Boy, and you have had a run of now for, I don't know, years now of having you walk away, and there's always, you've always have a couple of actors or actresses that just stand out.
Yep. Yeah. Well, my motto is, I was taught very young as an actor that you're only as good as your last show. You know, yeah. All the great thing, oh, I was so good in this, or, you know, I mean, still today people come up to me and talk about our production of Les Mis, you know, mm-hmm. and you can't rest on your laurels. You have got to, you knock it out of the park, you got to come back and knock it out of the park again. And that's something that we'll continue to try to do. So, yeah, you have to find those anchors. I mean, Penny and I talk about this all the time. When you're casting a show, you have to have one, two, three of your leads who anchor that show. And then they set the bar. You know, the rest of the cast, if you've got two gems in your show, the rest of the cast, we got to step up, mm-hmm. you know, we got to do our work. And so in the casting process, we always look for that too. Who's going to set the bar? Yeah, it's not easy, Ted.
I just remember, and I, when I go, I usually sit kind of in the middle, mm-hmm. but I sat down low for Sister Act, mm-hmm. and was just blown away. I can't remember her name.
Felicia Curry.
Felicia, yeah. She was just, yeah. You just were just in awe of the yep. talent. And in each of your shows, you've had people like that. Penny, the last time you did, you did something here, did you have the live orchestra that they have now?
Yeah, think we didn't for Les Mis, and we didn't, what was the first one? Well, obviously Weber. Buddy Holly. Weber was the first when we, Weber. I think it just makes a difference, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, musicians are artists in their own right. It's just adding yet another element of creativity and interpretation that lends itself to the overall process. I mean, I can't imagine going to see a Broadway show without a live orchestra. We assume that that's going to happen. That's part of the experience. And these Golden Age musicals that, like Oklahoma, were written with these grand overtures and these grand entr'actes, you know, written for big orchestras. So I think it's, you know, Patrick has taken this theater, as he says, in a great direction, which is upping the ante of the talent and the productions. And I think adding the live orchestra really makes a difference. So yeah, Weber was, we did it then. And of course, Buddy Holly was all live musicians, which was great. And now he's continued it. And I think it's a valuable thing. And I think audiences will respond to that as well. I, as someone who plays instruments myself, I often watch the orchestra. I'm watching them over there, mm-hmm. you know, watching them play, watching how into it they are or not, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. So that's something, I just think it's a great added element that, again, lends itself towards making it a top-notch theater.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. It is Oklahoma through September 18th. And we will wrap this up when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Oklahoma through September 18th. This is the opening day, the matinee today. And Matt Paulson and Jackie Ray, the two of the people that you will see mostly on the stage as this goes on. You guys seem ready, and you've said you're enough of the rehearsals. Let's see how it plays.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful rehearsal process, full of playing and full of making the show truthful and honest. And I think it's going to be a really nice mark in Riverside season. I feel very centered and I feel very ready to just do my thing and play the audience and play the show.
Matt, you seem calm and nothing has unflappable.
Zen. I'm zenned out right now.
Aww.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had a lot of run-throughs, which mm-hmm. is great. And I feel like, yeah, just ready for that first energy, because the first time you step out on stage and there is a full audience, the energy is completely different. So it's just, I'm just ready to experience that for the first mm-hmm. time, and then kind of like, then things will settle. I'm sure as I'm standing backstage right before, because I sing the first number, I'm sure the butterflies will just start going crazy in my stomach, but it'll be great.
You've got the flat hat, and you look like you could
hat
go out.
And all.
You could go out right now, and you both have the glasses that look like from that that period. So, I mean, you could go out and start it right. We could do it right now.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's just do the whole thing. Three hours right now. Let's go.
Patrick, for you, this is don't wait on tickets.
No,
think about getting season tickets, because Riverside is a great deal and it's a great venue to bring family and
right.
friends.
Remember that Oklahoma is a classic, so it's a crowd favorite. And then once the word of mouth gets out, because this is a special production. In actuality, Oklahoma was the first show that opened the doors at Riverside back in 1998. So we're actually getting the ball rolling for the 20th anniversary season. So if you wait on tickets, you know, you'll get a seat, but you're going to be on the sides, or, you know, I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house, but come and see it early, because you might want to come back and see it another time. And it's just an outstanding production. Terrific cast. Gorgeous set. I mean, it's probably one of the prettiest sets that we've had at Riverside. It's just an environmental production. Lots of blue sky, lots of clouds. It's just, don't be too late. It's going to be the show to see in the area. So get your tickets.
And Penny, always good to have you here, and you bring such a you bring a lot of fun and energy to shows you do here.
Absolutely. I hope so. That's kind of my calling card, is just coming with a lot of joy and energy and excitement about the project, and then try to infuse that into the casts. And I think I've succeeded. It's going to be awesome production, and I will be back for more in the future.
Oklahoma through September 18th. I can't wait to see it. And you all, just it's been great having you all here this morning. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Patrick Ahern, Matt Polson, Jackie Ray, and Penny Moss, thank you so much.
Thanks,
and,
Ted.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you so much.
Have a great time, and
happy
thanks
opening.
For what you do. Happy opening.
There you go.
That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.